Mandy, I see your pretty face. How are you today?
I'm just lovely. How are you?
Look, I'm in the because I'm going to Charlotte for 10 days starting on Monday. I'm in the last week of my classes for the semester.
Oh, good. Yeah, when do classes actually end?
Like the Friday that I'm in Charlotte. So the full third something, maybe.
So you'll miss like the last week.
Yeah, I missed the last week.
I
But
mean, you have to turn everything in ahead.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna get one class out of the way. So I've gotten everything done but two classes. Let's just pause for a moment and
That's
celebrate that.
exciting.
But one of my professors, the I don't know how far down a rabbit hole you want me to go, but part of my ordination paperwork will coincide with what he wants us to do for our final. So he's letting me do that. And that's a big 10-page thing that I can use for both, which is fantastic.
Very
So I'm
nice.
hoping to get that done. But, he's has already said that he would give me an extension on that one piece if I needed to. So,
Well, good.
yeah.
That is exciting.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm a little more excited than I should be, probably, but
No, that's fair.
But the one thing I've had to do is, I mean, there are laundry facilities, I think, in our hotel, but I'm gonna be on for 10 days.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of dresses to take. And so I've had to supplement my as I like to call them, underpinnings.
Well, because you're Mildred.
I am Mildred. So, but what I've done is I've ordered a bunch from Amazon. And I'm sure I will add some of them to my favorites because a lot of them are great options for things. But they come in clear plastic bags. So my Amazon delivery man knows exactly what is up under my dresses.
Know what your drawers look like
He
they're in
knows.
your plastic bag with a label on the outside.
Yes.
That doesn't
Yes.
seem
I opened my front door after he dropped them off, and there they were in a clear plastic bag. And I was mortified.
course you are, Mildred.
Well, I live right by the Amazon Fulfillment Center. I mean, literally 2 minutes away. And so I just order everything from there and it's great. And they're right around the corner. I can get some stuff same day. I get a lot of Amazon credits that way. So like I can rent movies for free and get books for free and that kind of thing. So it's the same people that come to my front door a lot.
Well, do they go to the church?
Oh no, they don't. Thank goodness. Thank the Lord.
That'd be one thing.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was my embarrassment of the week. I mean, not the only one, but here we can. But that is my embarrassment of the week. Is the Amazon is now, beware people, Amazon is now shipping under britches in clear plastic bags.
That's, I've heard of them making like Christmas
Right.
wraps and stuff, but I've not heard of the underwears coming in
Oh, yeah.
the clear plastic bag.
Right there in front of God and everybody.
I'll see.
Yeah, so there we go. But that also, I was telling a friend of mine, I had two extremely close friends. When you travel with people, it's a whole nother level of friendship. And so there's three of us that were kind of like the three musketeers, the sweet, very young fella who's like our little brother, and then another friend of mine and I. So I was telling them about it, and he used to keep on his desk at Geico, on his desk, oh, I'm sorry, at the Lizard, on his desk, he used to keep a notepad. And every time I said something Mildred-esque, he would write it down. So he has this list of Katie old lady sayings that they claim they're going to turn into a calendar one day.
Listen, I might need him to share that with me.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Oh.
Thanks to it, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Things like, oh, I've got garden club tonight. And he was like, write it down. And he would look. But when I said underpinnings the other day, I thought, oh, that's a very old lady saying. And he's like, yes, it is. Write that down.
For sure.
Yep.
For yep, sure. Yep.
And his wife, look, he's, you, have you ever had a job where you've traveled with? You have. I mean, even working for in Washington, you work together so much and so many hours. You get to know people really well. And his wife even commented one time, she said, you know, I'd be really upset if any other woman's picture was on my husband's work phone, but it's you. So I know. I mean, like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Just Katie and Jade. And so we still talk all the time. So, Dustin, I'm sure will be happy to get you the old lady sings.
Excellent.
And then I was looking online the other day, just mindlessly scrolling as we do, and I saw that Macon is getting a store that is originally from Moultrie. And I know nothing about it. I have been to Moultrie. I've been to Motown. But I have not, I don't remember the store. So tell me about Lazarus. They're opening a location in downtown Macon.
Well, that's exciting. Lazarus, I don't, so most small southern towns back in the day would all have at least one department store downtown.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, well, y'all's was probably, what y'all's was like for men, like H. Davis and Sons.
So we had Bowen Brothers.
Which, okay. H. Davis and Sons was owned by my friend, my dear friend Leslie's family. That's what made me think of that. But so Lazarus, and quite often in small southern towns, those department stores were owned by the sole Jewish family in town.
Okay. Okay.
So we had three, actually. We had Friedlander's was the original. It was
okay.
The OG.
The OG baby.
Square. Had a beautiful old Art Deco building, which they've recently done something else with. I can't remember what. And in fact, Miss Ann Friedlander just died. Might be back in January or December, like not too long ago.
Okay.
So it was the Friedland. We had Friedlanders. We had Schreiber's. Schreiber's was Andy Schreiber, their older son, was in our grade. His mom, Arlene, was originally a Reed, like Reed's Jewelers.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. So we also had some
All
Reed
right.
jewelry and Shriver's, but it was also just, you know, I can remember Mr. Ronnie Shriver measuring my foot for my first pair of shoes kind of stuff, you know.
So this is women's and men's.
So Lazarus was the third one, and it was owned by Mr. Steve, and it was also on the square, and Steve has two beautiful girls. His wife tragically died probably 20 years ago.
Okay.
Cancer when their daughters were young. But he recently sold Lazarus, if I'm not mistaken.
I was about to say, this was a dude, a younger fella.
He sold it to somebody, and I can't remember who.
Okay.
So I remember that's who it is that's bringing it to
me. Okay. Well, was it so Bowen Brothers, I probably misspoke a little bit, because Bowen Brothers is just a men's clothier.
No, Lazarus is like a department store, and it's changed. The one in Moultrie has actually changed a lot. Like, I can't remember really ever shopping at Lazarus. It may have been more geared towards men.
Okay.
When I was growing up, but it now, like my friend Allison's mom, who still lives in Moultrie, is all the time, forevermore, finding something cute at Lazarus.
Oh, there we go.
So yep. I think, you know, and maybe when the new guy bought it too, he may have brought
maybe
in new lines and all that. But yeah, it's been men and women for a while now.
Okay. Well,
but
downtown
that's
Macon, I know, downtown Macon when I was younger was not the place to go to shop or
exciting.
to eat or to do anything.
It was a place to go to get shot.
Right. All of those stores that were there when, like, my mother was younger, except for Bowen Brothers, closed long before I really showed up on the scene. Bowen Brothers stayed up until I was out of college, but the brothers retired and their children didn't want to take over. But it was one of those great stores where you could, you know, they had seamstress that would tailor everything for you. And they had a great, you know, I used to get gifts in there for, you know, boyfriends and stuff. And, you know, not anymore. But so that's really going to fill a big need. So I'm excited. I can't wait to try it. It was gutted, so it's going to be a hot minute. But I'm
so is it going in the space where Bowen Brothers was?
I don't think so. I'll look it up in just a minute, and see if I can find where it was going. But it's definitely downtown because there was lots of exposed brick behind him. So I'm super excited.
I mean, yes, that's awesome.
I know. So a little Motown come to Mekonga.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, I've just been trying to do a bunch of schoolwork this week. So the other thing that I saw that cracked me up was, your boy Wiley on Sunday.
Wiley, where's your milkshake?
We didn't have a milkshake. He had a big old horn he was tooting on, and it was hilarious. The best one, though, because they cut to him several times to blow on this horn because they all thought it was hilarious. He brings the horn down after he toots it, and he winks at the camera, and I'm like, there he is.
He knows what's up. Doesn't
There's
he?
Milkshake Wiley. He's the cutest little button.
He is.
He's 12.
He is. Listen, they did a bit. They were hazing him a little bit and gave him a Hello Kitty rolling backpack. And made him take it on their first rag trip. And
there we go.
Had this video of him rolling the Hello Kitty backpack out to the plane. And he's so tall, he's like having to bend over to roll the backpack.
He's very tall. I can see that they are hazing him at every turn.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I
today
don't think...
they had him, they're in Houston, losing.
Yeah. Oh.
But they had him on the train that runs around the outfield in Houston, and they're like, well, now Wiley, it's time for you to put on your overalls and your orange shirt and take over being the conductor of the train.
Wiley. Yeah. Oh Wiley. So I saw that, just howled laughing when he winked at the camera, because I was like,
well, yeah, they're in Miami, and after the World Baseball Classic last year, the folks in Miami told people they could bring in whatever instrument they wanted to bring in.
Oh, so that wasn't a giveaway. I thought it was like a giveaway. They brought that for him.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
There we go.
Because they had found somebody in the stands had like a trombone.
Oh.
People, you know, maracas, that makes a little more sense, I think, than a trombone. Can you imagine taking your trombone to
lugging it around? No, I cannot.
Blowing it in somebody's ear?
No. I would be highly perturbed if it was the person behind me.
I'd be taking that trombone and shoving it where the sun don't shine.
Where it don't shine. There we go. I love it. Well, I giggled. I can't wait to see more Wiley, because he is now my new favorite person.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I miss Kelly Kroll. I don't know. You know, she was a sideline reporter for 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened with her. She was great.
Did she get promoted, maybe?
No, she's not. I know.
Ooh.
I know. So,
yikes.
But I am happy for Wiley. He seems like a good kid.
Yeah. And it's fun to watch him get hazed. Sorry. ESPN is trying to tell me something. The Justice Department is going to pay Larry Nassar victims.
Well,
$100 million. Well, there we go.
Good.
Good for them.
At least they could do.
The very, very least that they could do.
Yeah.
Well, Mandy, tell me about your week. You've had an interesting week.
Well, you know, when last we talked, I was scooting off to the stairwell.
Look, that headlamp still gives me joy.
Oh, yeah. So survived that. We didn't actually have a tornado this time. I think they did have a water spout a few miles west, but we were fine. Knock on wood. Thank you.
Everybody's good.
I will say, we had a new meteorologist. And I don't ever watch TV anymore, like just to watch TV.
Right.
When I first moved down here, I would like watch the news, and they had a weekend anchor and a meteorologist and a sports guy. And the anchor was a young woman, and the other two guys were young men because, you know, we're a tiny market. We get everybody
Yeah,
straight
so
out of
straight
college.
out of college, yeah.
And the way they would flirt with each other made me so uncomfortable. Like, it was a running thing with, like, I would post it on Facebook all the time. I'm like, y'all, listen, this is what he just said. He just said this. And when it, this is making me so, I feel like I'm on a date with them. This is bizarre.
I'm the third wheel on a news date.
So we have a new, to me, meteorologist, a young woman, who, beautiful young woman, but she was dispelling knowledge because, you know, I pull that up when I get in the stairwell on my phone.
Right.
She was dispelling knowledge such as the weather is yucky. I'm gonna need a little more than that when I'm hunkered down here in my concrete bunker. Then the weather is yucky.
Well,
Sister.
I mean, y'all know I
So.
used to cover the weather for Geico, and like I watch the weather every day. And in all my time as a non meteorologist, I never said the word yucky.
Yucky. Yucky.
And I have no background in it. I have no degree.
And she was like trying to write, you know, and like circle, you know, this or that, and then she would just giggle. Which reminded me of my best friend in law school, Amy. Every time, like, a lot of times in law school, you get called on an alphabetical order. And so I
Oh, yeah.
quite often, in fact, my first week of law school, I was called on in every single class except one, I think. And that was only
Interesting.
because that was Professor Wells. And when he called on me, it was our small group. And when he called on me, everybody busted out laughing. And he was like, what? And I was like, I've been called on first in every class this week. And he goes, okay, well, I'm gonna flip it and go reverse alphabetical order. Anyway, so my friend Amy, who was Collins, so she wasn't that far off from me, but she
No.
didn't get called on forever. And then when she did get called on, she would stand up there and giggle, and she would get away with it because she's cute. And I was like, I'm gonna thump your head off if you
Yeah.
do not start answering some questions and quit giggling. Makes me crazy, the giggling. Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah. So no, so I survived the weather, and then like I don't, you know, watch some baseball this weekend. The Vandy boys got their butts kicked,
Oh, by the Aggies. I
by Texas
forgot.
A&M.
I listened to
Oh
Big
my
Boo. Yeah.
Lord! I mean, kicked. It was awful. I don't know what was going on. It was a little bit, you know, we got swept by South Carolina. South Carolina is not A&M. A&M is legit. That the top of their lineup, woo! It's
Well,
almost like in the graves.
and y'all, I mean, y'all swept LSU. You're not
We didn't
bad.
sweep LSU, but we did win that series. Yeah,
No, you won the
not
LSU
bad.
series. You swept Auburn, which apparently is not a hard thing to do, but like, whatever. I mean, like, you're good.
And we got our butt. I mean, Thursday, oh boy, we got two on, no outs, bottom of the eighth. I think we started, did we start Thursday or Friday? I can't remember. Whatever night the first game was, they run ruled us. I think the final score was 14-4.
Stop it.
And we got four maybe in the last inning that we played. Like,
Wow.
it. What, so their pitching was great, and then I mean to tell you, the top of their lineup, it is something else, and they're fun. They're fun. They're a fun team.
So I'm going to
That's what,
look
and
on
the Vandy boys,
ESPN. I think we get them soon, if I remember correctly.
the Vandy boy, had y'all not already played them? I thought y'all played them a couple weeks ago. I think y'all already played them.
Maybe it's Mississippi State we have coming up. I've been in golf world, so.
But like Vandy boys are very sort of businesslike. Okay, Matt Olson just got a hit and now it's 4-3. Like Vandy boys are very sort of businesslike. Tim Corbin is one of the best college coaches of any sport I have ever been exposed to in my whole
Yeah.
life. But they're really sort of buttoned up, sort of like, you know, the Braves have that like they're very business-like sort of reputation, and the Vandy boys are kind of like that. And I'm like, I don't know, when they get down, it's like they can't get back up again.
Yeah, we do have Mississippi State, not Texas A&M. So you're right.
But anyway, so that was not fun.
No, no. I mean, welcome to my world.
Lord, I just don't. It's very, and it's also home in a way. Although we did win the series in LSU, but it's one of those things where we're, if we play at home, we do a whole lot better. So thank God, the UT series, which isn't yet, it's not until later, but at least it's in Nashville this year and not in Knoxville.
Ugh, that terrible. Y'all have Florida this week.
Yeah. Is
what I just saw on the interweb.
Yeah. So hopefully we can redeem ourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
In other baseball news, I thought I would follow up on a story we had talked about.
Speaking of redemption,
Shohei Ohtani. So, you know, Major League Baseball announced they were investigating him, but all this information is coming from the federal investigation into the bookie.
Right.
And so the state's attorney or U.S. attorney filed a complaint this week. I guess, I don't know, if it may have been against the IPE.
I think it was not against.
Not against the
bookie. This is a new, a new thing against him directly.
And it basically exonerated Shohei. He immediately turned his phone over. They looked at all the texts and had somebody, translator look at all of, a linguist actually look at it. And
that's serious business right there.
Yeah. There was no reference to gambling or betting or, anything. So he was basically exonerated. But I was listening to a podcast today that was basically like, well, now what do we do with the court of public opinion? And it made me think of my friend Kelly, who cracks me up. She and I were talking last week. I'm sort of all last year during the Braves season, I kept saying, I'm nervous, we're winning too much.
Yeah.
She's like, what is wrong with you? There's no such thing as winning too much.
This is how you get to the end.
But I'm like, no, but we're using up all our wins now, and we're not going to have any later.
I feel that.
So she just kept saying, enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride. I tried, and I did, but then guess what? We sucked it up at the end.
Yeah, we did.
But hey, guess what? We're tied up in the bottom of the eighth.
Oh, good. Where are we playing? Are we on Bally Sports right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll switch over.
So, but anyway, so Kelly and I were talking about the Mets series because we stunk it up against the Mets. And I said something about, you know what, I think it's fine. I would rather get to the end of the season and still be competitive, because maybe that'll, that's different than what's happened the past 2 years when we've lost early on. So maybe if we're still competitive. And she was like, I want to win every fucking game, every fucking week, and fuck everybody who beats us.
Preach.
That's always Kelly's mindset. So when we were playing, when we went to the Cubs game and they were playing the Dodgers, when Shohei comes up, Kelly was sitting on the row behind Sanders and me, and she's immediately like, and I'm like, no, not yet. We had the same conversation back when we were in a playoff game against the Dodgers, and Mookie came up and she started booing Mookie. I said, why are you booing Mookie? Just because he's good? We don't boo people because they're good. Come on now. She's like, no, fuck everybody.
Well, no, I mean, I was one of those that said, there's no way he didn't know.
And I'm not saying there's not still merit to that. Right. Like, I mean, it is a fishy situation. It is hard to understand how somebody can lose $16 million and not realize it and not have any idea that something was going on. Now, I also have worked in a fiduciary capacity enough that I do believe that can happen.
Yeah.
Like, I do believe that. But
it's his best friend from a long, long, long relationship and friendship from when they were little. And that is the tragedy. I mean, he'll make the money back and he'll maybe even get some. I don't know how that works, but I feel really bad for the kid.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And, you know, maybe we're being duped, but I would rather be on the side of giving people the benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. and be duped.
Yeah.
Then go around being cynical all the time, because I'm cynical about enough stuff already.
Yeah.
I don't need to also be cynical about stuff like that.
So it reminded me very much of something I saw this week, and I sent it to my friend Dustin because Cam Newton was at Florida before he was at Auburn, and he was on a podcast with who's the one where everybody goes and verbally vomits and confesses all their sins?
You'll have to narrow that down for me.
Pat was on there. The comedian, what's his name?
Cat Williams.
Yeah, and he was on there and verbally vomited all over him. The guy's Pivot? Like, yeah.
The Pivot? I can't remember who hosted it, but I think that's what it's called.
So Cam Newton was on there, and he said all that about him taking money at Auburn. He's like, we didn't take any money. But the only way to get it to stop was if my dad confessed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that bullet for me, and he was no longer allowed to go to any of my games. The one person that had been cheering me on the whole time. And at this point, you know, what does he have to lose for, you know, he could, I really believe him that his dad took that bullet so he could just keep playing.
Yeah.
And
they were talking about somebody, I think on Foul Territory, which is a podcast I listen to, talking about a baseball player who I think gambled on baseball.
Yeah. And,
but the, like somebody took the fall for him.
Yeah.
But that was like a year in jail.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, it's one thing to go to jail. I mean, you don't want to go to jail at all, but to go to jail for a year for your buddy versus Ipe's looking at like more like 5 to 10.
That's his takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But it's really, but I believe that there's a big difference in what that situation, what Cam was talking about, and this. I really think Shohei, I mean, I feel bad for the kid. I genuinely feel really bad for him because I don't think he did it now that we've gotten more information. I may be wrong. Like you said, we may be being totally duped, but.
Yeah, I'd rather err on.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm cynical about enough stuff.
Same.
Sorry.
No.
I forgot to mention my good friend, Jane Heberlin.
Yeah.
Sorry. You might have to edit that. If she ever listened to this podcast, she would kill me. Jane Murdoch. Heberlin's her ex name.
Oh.
Jane, who's my good friend in Noonan, she fell and broke her kneecap in 3 weeks.
Oh.
She's having surgery on Friday. And she texted me, what's today? She texted me Monday morning. It's like, what's your availability to come for me to have surgery? And I was like,
my
surgery
God.
Calendar is currently booked up.
Right.
But she's having surgery on Friday, and I just got a text from her daughter who's like, so
yeah, bless her. It.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
So, speaking of sports, Olympics.
Look, today, and we do film it, but I delete it promptly. We record on Wednesdays. And today, Wednesday, April 17th, is 100 days until the Olympics. And I don't know about you, Manny, but I'm getting so excited. I watched the Today Show this morning, and they had a big thing about it. And they're putting the volleyball court up at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, the beach volleyball court. And it's just some of the camera shots, even just them constructing it, were just glorious. It's gonna be so cool. It's like when they had it in London and it was in Horse Guards Parade. Like, it is just like this historic backdrop on this really wild and crazy fun event. And so that's the kind of thing that I'm really excited about. I'm also very excited to see how they pull off this whole the opening ceremonies are on the river thing with delegations floating on barges down the river. So that's going to be really cool. I'm very hopeful that it's going to be very London was one of my favorite Olympics. They know how to do things right over there. And so, I mean, I really hope that Paris, and I think Paris will be just as good because it's just a cool place to begin with. So,
Yeah.
100 days. Now, the other thing I saw that I sent to Mandy yesterday, or maybe early, maybe it was yesterday for us, but not for them. They lit the Greek the flame in Athens, Greece.
Yeah, they lit the
The
torch.
torch. And they do it. I think it's cool. Like, in theory, I think it's really cool. Like they get the rays of the sun and reflect it off this mirror, and they create this supposedly, pure flame from the sun. I love all that stuff.
Right.
But then it got a little, I don't know. It got a little weird.
It like when they first started, it was almost a little like Handmaid's Tale-y.
Yes.
Like the women in their dresses and they're doing like a little ceremonial jig.
With drums and a lot of
One
lunges.
lady hitting that, like it was like a gigantic large tambourine with a baton.
There were lunging. There were, that's what. I was
But
like, why
then,
are you lunging?
when it flipped from the ladies to the men doing the ballet, that's
I
when I was
was.
really like, okay, well now we have jumped the shark.
I mean, again, I love all things Olympics. I love the pomp and circumstance of it. I love the tradition of
Listen,
it.
Katie,
But.
sometimes part of loving things is being lovingly critical when they are losing their damn minds.
That was weird. And I. It you had to see the back of the dresses to figure out what it was. So they were iconic
What it,
columns.
I
So,
missed that.
well, okay. So I learned, when I was a very little girl, because there's lots of cool architecture in Macon. And yes, I was an old lady from the beginning. So I went to historic Macon camp and learned the types of columns. So there's Doric and Ionic. So these ladies on just the back, though, that's what was weird, had the toppers for the Ionic columns. So the little eyeballs. And I was like, why are they only on the back? Like, so you're a column, but you're lunging? I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, it's a little weird. Makes me wonder what the opening ceremonies are going to be like.
But those are the Greek people. Like, I feel like we need to go to Greece and get a hold of that little part. And like
But didn't you
redo it
say
for
the
them.
French people did the ceremony?
No, 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 no. The Greeks love that and they do it every time. That's their part because of the ancient
Well, I know
whatever,
like the
blah, blah,
whole
blah.
lighting the torch, but I don't ever
No.
remember women in those dresses and ballet men.
No, that part's new. That's what I'm saying. We need to
Because that's what I
go.
was saying. I thought maybe that was the
No.
French people who did that
Nope.
particular thing.
Nope.
She says so authoritatively. Have you
Nope.
done journalism anything lately?
I mean, it's this, it's, yeah, it's Greece. That's their one, they love that part. That's their contribution.
Again, I repeat, I get that about the torch and that whole having a ceremony around it.
Yeah, but so the ceremony is theirs too. I just feel like we need to go help them. I mean, it was just so bad. And I feel like they've tried to make it something that it's not. Like normally it's like they in years past the women have been in like white
Togas.
toga, but basically togas, yeah, with the gold rope, and it's very pretty and reverent and whatever. I feel like now somebody's got to hold of that ceremony that doesn't need to have it, and we need to go help them take it back. But it's the same every year with the white togas, and now we got Ionic columns and ballet dancers.
Because the French people took over.
I don't
French
think, well,
were.
I don't think so, but maybe that's what the problem is. And if that's, God help us, the opening ceremonies are going to be terrible. What we got. Oh, and we've already got Peyton Manning, and which is fine, but he's not going to understand that.
Peyton's smarter than people give him credit for.
And Kelly Clarkson, she'll be good at that. She'll be okay with that. But anyway, so the flames lit. No matter how they did it, they got it done. It looked crazy, but they've got it done. And it's on the way. It's on the way to Paris.
Peyton's going to be studying.
Look, I love Peyton Manning. He's got the biggest forehead of any human I've ever seen in my life. But I love him. I think he's hilarious. I think he's going to be ready.
He's going to be ready.
It's going to be great. So anyway, so here we go, people. They've already also, and I didn't put this on our list, but they've announced the men's basketball team, the Dream Team.
Listen, I got an alert today that like they did the schedule and everything came out today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big day for Olympic basketball.
Go ahead and put it on our. No, I mean for everything.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Can't remember. I may have made it up, but I feel like I got that.
We need to put it where you and I can study it. Look, you know, I love a calendar. But the lineup, the men's basketball lineup is really good. It's like Steph Curry. It's all the people you want to be on the men's basketball team. And hopefully they won't be like that one group that did very poorly. But this group is so stacked, there's no way they.
Here's
I say that. Knock on all the wood. So there we go.
I forgot to mention that the Mercer Bears beat Florida State yesterday.
They did. I saw that because you posted it, and I was so excited. Go Bears.
I mean, Florida State is ranked 8th in the country.
Not for long.
And Mercer whooped them.
Whooped up on them. I love it. I love it. That just proves my theory that you can still be at a smaller school and have a great baseball team. It doesn't matter what division you're in.
And anybody can win a baseball game on any day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, Kate's got some food.
Look, it's been one of those times, and I know you've said this before, where I'm like, I'm not cooking right now. Not doing it. So I didn't know what to do, but I did make a dish this week. So I thought I would share something that's relatively healthy that I do like to make for some of my weekly meals. The cauliflower gnocchi from Trader Joe's is really good.
Yeah. I did it like the first time I ever did Whole 30. And I did a bunch of cauliflower rice, cauliflower.
Yeah.
I got, like, I can't deal with.
I know.
So is the gnocchi more bearable?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's very pillowy. I mean, it's not going to be exactly like a potato gnocchi.
Because, sure, you know, sure. But it's not like.
It's tolerable.
Okay.
So what I do is I get that and I cook it according to package directions. It's real easy. You just put a little butter in the pan and saute them for a few minutes. And then I take them out. And this time I use, which every time, but you can use ground chicken if you want more protein, I guess, or turkey or whatever. But I just use lean ground beef. And I brown that and I browned it. I tried to be my non, you know, I tried to add some flavor. So I put in like Italian seasonings. So I did like oregano, garlic, whatever. So whatever your little heart desires, put in there with it, with the ground beef. And then I just got that Rouse or Rao's or whatever it is that's got the lower sugar spaghetti sauce or marinara or whatever flavor that you want. And I added about half the jar. And I did put a little bit of cream cheese with chive and a little bit of the quattro fromage from Trader Joe's as well. And then it for me, now if there was, you know, other people in the house, it wouldn't last this long. But for me, I'm going to be able to eat it for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And it's really quick and easy. It's a great way to get like a bolognese without the pasta. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed it. So I thought I would share that this week. That's what I'm eating on this week.
Perfect. Listen, I think we all appreciate it. Delicious, easy, fairly healthy meal.
Yes.
Anytime.
Indeed, indeed. All right, Manny, now it's your turn, and I'm grabbing my phone because everything you tell me to do, I do. And I see that the first thing that you have on your list is an Instagram account. So here I go.
Is. I will say I am in a zone in my life where like I don't really like anything right now.
Oh, okay.
So I had to do some crowdsourcing last night.
Look, I
What in
get
the hell are my favorites, or what are your favorites, or just
it.
tell me something good.
A lot of my friends follow this.
This one I
How have
had
I
on.
missed it?
This was the one I already had this one already. Our friend Casey had told us about her a while back. It's Peaches and Diesel on Instagram. So
Oh,
Peaches
okay.
and Diesel 104 is the handle.
Yes,
And
which is in the
y'all,
note.
she is a damn riot. She is so
Well,
funny.
toward the top, I see those horrible shorts that we did discuss where people's lady parts are falling out of them
And
from
she actually went and tried them
try them
on.
on. Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm dying. I can't wait. I
She's
can't
like
wait.
our age. They just had a girls' weekend, and she was like, "This is how 50-year-olds TikTok." I mean, she is
Can't
like
wait.
dead center for a lot of what we're living right now. So she is, and I can't remember something she had posted last week that made me laugh out loud. And so I went ahead and started our weekly
You did.
page because I had to go ahead and put her down. So that was mine. And then the next one is also mine. It is the Wake Forest baseball Instagram account.
I just followed.
They are so, again, they're fun. They're loose. They're having a good time.
Love it.
They are cute boys in tight pants. And I'm a cougar, but
Look,
you know,
I
there
love a
were
baseball
things to
pant.
look at. There were things to look at.
There are indeed. I'm here for it.
Oh, here it is. I just am enjoying that. Love a good team chemistry.
Yes.
Well, Josh Hader just came out and mowed us down.
Well.
Tied up, going to the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, there is something else I want to talk about when you're done. I keep
So
going.
those were all things that I came. Those two were things I came up. The rest
Okay.
of these are crowdsourced.
Yep.
So the first is the latest season of Up and Vanished. And Up and Vanished is the
Love it.
podcast Payne Lindsay started, and his first season was in Ocilla about Tara Grinstead.
It was my gateway drug to podcasting.
Yeah, I think, and you're not alone in that, I don't
Yeah,
think.
no, I'm not.
So he has continued on and has done a lot. So again, my friend Casey, that we laugh so hard. I can't remember if I had ever met Casey in person or not. I think Birch had started the group text thread at this point. But when my grandmother died, my grandparents lived 5 miles from Ocilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tara Grinstead drove by my grandparents' house, leaving the beauty pageant, going back home.
Lord help.
So anyway, when Nanny died, Birch wanted to drive over to come for the visitation, and Casey was like, "I'll ride with you, and we can go through Ocilla." So I think the first time I ever met Casey was at my grandmother's visitation. Well,
Just so she could go see Tara Grinstead's
it
house.
was too cold, but yeah, she probably would not have come were it not that close to
Probably not.
Ocilla, so she could do a Tara Grinstead. Anyway, but Casey lived in Alaska. She has lots of family ties to Alaska. Her parents
Okay.
live in Alaska. She may have been born in Alaska. She's from St.
Interesting.
Simons, generations back,
Yeah.
but she's had a lot of family ties to Alaska. And then she spent some time in Alaska after college graduation. And so this current season of Up and Vanished is set in Alaska. So she said it's great. And she said, especially for me, because it's set in Alaska, she said, but it's good. So I listened to the first episode this morning, and it's a native Alaskan girl who dis like 35-year-old who disappeared.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah, so
Okay.
that
I
I
love Up
love.
and Vanish, so I'm excited to listen.
And then we moved to Birch was like, have you talked about print fresh pajamas and robes yet? And I said,
They're
no, I have
great.
not.
Birch, we're on the same wavelength, my dear.
This is Birch's, one of Birch's favorites that she has turned us all on to. They're just great, nice cotton pajamas. You can do, they have night shirts, they have night gowns, they have shorts, they have capris, they have full length.
Yep.
Pajamas, short sleeve, long sleeve, all of it, you name it. And then they have great robes. And so, like, every time we have a, anytime Birch goes anywhere, she always packs a print fresh robe in her bag. And so she always comes out, you know, looking like the lady of leisure in her print fresh robe. And the rest
they
of
have
us,
really cool patterns.
Yeah. And they have to unpack.
A lady of leisure. Sorry, Birch. Mandy's unhinged today.
Please, this is mild. She's like,
I know, right? She's like, oh, Lord.
And then Casey is a big fan of the Lake brand of pajamas.
Those are also good.
Yeah, it's the Lucky Peacock design. If you follow her on Instagram, I've mentioned her before.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big fan of the Lake pajamas. Yep. And same thing, they've got all styles and they've got great robes and the whole nine yards. So if you want to zhuzh up your sleepwear, we'd recommend either of those two brands. And they both do sales. I typically wait until they're having a sale.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, the most recent pair I got were shorts.
Sorry, they just hit
like
the
a
camera.
Christmas stripe. They're like a candy cane. They're not even candy. They're not just red and white stripe. They're, you know, like sort of multicolor stripe.
Yeah.
But I, last summer, my friend Juju FaceTimed me because we were hosting it was Carla's going away party, and Juju wanted me to see her back porch. And so she FaceTimed me and she was like, are you wearing Christmas pajamas? And I was like, you can tell they're Christmas. It was July, whatever.
Whatever.
Christmas in July.
Done.
And then the last thing was another recommendation from Casey. It's Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's new song. It's called Purple Irises.
All right.
Casey's description of it was, it makes me feel like I'm back in LA, which is where she lived right after college graduation. She says, it makes me feel like I'm back in LA in the 90s, driving, listening to No Doubt.
So
don't
they've
you love a
done
description
the whole,
like that of a song?
I know. So they've, Blake and Gwen have done the whole country thing. So now Gwen is bringing Blake over to 90s. No Doubt.
It's, I mean, it's not, it doesn't sound exactly like No Doubt, but it does like give you that feeling. Like I listened to it and I was like, oh heck yeah, I'm in my car driving. I'm in DC in my car driving to work. Like it's happening.
Let's go to music.
Yeah. So that's these are my crowdsourced favorites.
I love that. I love that.
There may be some more, like they got on a roll and they kept giving me stuff and I was like, oh good, y'all are loading me up because I don't foresee my life view changing anytime soon. So I'm gonna need you to stockpile some favorites.
I mean, all right. So add to library. I'll listen to it when we're done. Awesome. That's great. Yeah, it's I'm already concerned about what I'm gonna do next week because I'm gonna be the next 2 weeks, y'all are gonna have to like help me muddle through
listen.
My life.
All about grace. As I told you when we set up all these categories, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, but I mean like in general. So I'm going to be, and I mentioned it before, I'm going to be in Charlotte for like the global United Methodist meeting. So there are people coming from literally every part of the world for this thing. And you know, when you get a bunch of people together that don't have the same background, have different ideas of how things should work, you know, that's not going to go well.
Well, let's don't say it's not going
to
go.
It's not.
Let's say it will be a challenge.
It's going to be very challenging. And it's going to be challenging to sit and listen to it for 2 weeks.
It could end very well.
It could. Look, it could be fine. It will be fine in the end. In the end, everything's going to be just fine. But it is hard, as my friend Sarah used to say, to pull back the curtain of the church. It's hard to see how the sausage is made. And so it's going to be a challenge. And so I'm going to need some uplift for the next 2 weeks.
Girl, we'll do that. Although, I don't
It'll
know,
be
don't
good.
look at me. We're going to be just commiserating
We
together.
are. And we can do that. Sometimes life is like that.
Is, that is real life.
Yeah.
It is real life.
But, you know, there's some bright spots. There's some definite bright spots. I know everybody that knows me is going to laugh, including Mandy, that I am over that weekend. They take Saturday and Sunday off, but over the weekend, the Candler Singers are going to sing in Asheville. So we're going to drive from Charlotte to Asheville, which I love Asheville. It's one of my favorite places. So I was like, sure, I'll go. I'm their reader. I am not singing.
Oh,
I'm
well,
not singing. In fact, I sat next to the choir director Tuesday in chapel. And I said, you are about to learn why Katie is not in Candler Singers.
girl, just make a joyful noise.
He did. He said, look, Jesus doesn't care, and neither do I. I was like, good. And by the he came up to me at the end. He goes, you're not as bad as you think you are. I'm like, I don't know.
There you go.
I don't
You
know.
go.
I'm
Listen, he's
still a reader.
professional.
So I get to travel with my friends over to Asheville. So they're bright spots. I'll get to see my, South Georgia delegation and spend some time with them, which is always good to see my friends from South Georgia. So that's good. So there are definite, absolute bright spots. So we're gonna focus on those. And I'll be
Okay.
done with school. So
That's a big bright spot.
yeah.
Are you taking any classes this summer?
I am not. I was asked to work for Cannon Chapel this summer. So I will be helping to plan all of next year's chapel services, which is pretty cool. And they've asked me to do some really cool stuff. So I'm very, very excited.
Good.
Yeah, good things. Good things happening.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. How about you? What are you doing next
I'm
week?
sitting there thinking.
Is there anything you
week,
can share or want to share or
my
just
week will consist of driving to Noonan on Monday,
okay.
staying there through Thursday when I will drive to
Well,
Nashville for my
Noonan will
next.
be nice.
I'll be there taking care of my friend Jane, who just had surgery.
Oh my gosh, you're going. I thought you were going to get out of that because you were going to Nash Vegas.
I mean, I can't.
Okay. So, friends, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be the one person in her life when I have surgery that will not call her and make her come.
Listen,
I
don't
have other
even.
people lined up for that.
Don't eat. Like, I just, it's. I'm more than happy to do this.
Yeah.
It's just that all these things have happened, and what I've decided is I'm just giving it over. I kept trying to fight. Like I had a series of years. 2016 was just a dumpster fire for everybody. Birch had cancer. Donald Trump became our president. It
Oof.
was just one thing after
Yeah.
another that year. And then 2017 was going to be my year. And then Chelsea got diagnosed with cancer. And then
Yeah.
2018 was going
Was
to be
gonna be
bad.
our year.
Chelsea died from cancer. It's like I have
Oh.
this run of like, oh my God.
This is gonna be my year, and it
So
never
I hate to
happens.
like
Yeah.
immediately give over, like, to go ahead and like codify a year as being like dumpster fire. I'm giving up on 2024. It's going
Yeah.
to be my year of service to others
There we
in
go.
need. It's just what it's going to be. So I'm leaning into it.
There we go.
Listen, if you're having a surgery, please call me. Who cares if I can't work and pay my bills? Like that's just because as a self-employed person.
Yeah.
You have flexibility. Everybody says, yeah, that's so true. Guess what else is true? If I don't work, there's nobody else sending me any money.
Right.
So I'm real flexible to go broke.
Girl.
It's fine.
Girl.
It's fine.
No is a complete sentence.
It's fine.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about, I have seen more and more and more about Angel Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
I should have asked you about this in the sports
In
section.
fact, I did mean to bring this up too, because my friend Elizabeth, who's a lawyer, she and a dedicated listener to the podcast, and it
Hey, friend.
I don't know if you get this. I get this from my friends all the time. When they're listening, it's like they feel like I'm sitting right there with them.
Yeah.
So then they'll just send me a
Yeah.
text,
And it makes no sense
non
because it
sequitur.
was 2 days ago.
Yeah. So, or and a week for us, because, you
Yeah.
know. So anyway, I get this text from Elizabeth, and it's just a portion of an article. She didn't send me the whole article. She just screen grabbed
This part
like
of
these
it.
paragraphs from this article, and it was talking about how Angel Hernandez was involved with a lawsuit. Well, now my phone has died. Now here it is. Angel Hernandez was involved in a lawsuit with MLB and lost. And so Elizabeth was thinking maybe he is purposefully.
Retaliation.
Yes. So in March 2021, Hernandez lost a lawsuit against Major League Baseball that alleged
What?
racial discrimination.
Which we've talked about it briefly.
In the lawsuit filed in 2017, Hernandez claimed that he had been discriminated against because he had not been assigned to a World Series since 2005 and had not been named crew chief. So Elizabeth was like, maybe he's doing it on purpose now. But apparently he stunk for all the years he's been an ump. But
Well,
anyway,
that's
I thought that was an interesting
true.
take on it, that
But
maybe he did that on purpose.
it is really like to the point now where, I mean, it some of his balls and strikes are so far outside the strike zone.
Yeah, I shared that one on our Instagram.
Yeah. Like a foot outside the strike zone. Like
Somebody I
that's
was
a
listening
good
to,
thought that it's on purpose.
right? Oh, that was
Because you can't
very
be that bad. That's
somebody was
purposeful.
somebody I was listening to said was talking about if Freddie Freeman, who's left-handed, had been at bat, that pitch would have hit him.
In the
That's how far
kneecaps.
out, that's how far
Yes.
outside it was.
Yeah, it absolutely would have.
And he called it a strike.
I don't
Yeah.
understand. I really don't,
Yeah, didn't you
but
like Elizabeth's theory?
I love that theory. I also saw something too where in the minor leagues they have reviewable stuff and maybe they
Yeah.
should bring that up to the majors and that'll correct it.
They are in fact in the process.
Good.
They currently have a system in the minor leagues where the pitcher can challenge, has a certain number of challenges per game.
Yeah.
Buddy Paul Skenes is apparently like really good at it.
Yeah.
Every time he challenges, he wins. But yeah, they are actually in the process. I think that will probably be implemented in the next year or two in the big leagues. There's
So then
also
the
talk
question is, if they do
of
that,
getting robot umpires.
they've talked about that too. So, okay, so you implement this and he's overturned every effing time, Angel Hernandez.
Apparently, he might have come in and substituted himself behind the plate, according to the text I'm getting from Casey
Oh.
about the current balls and strike calls. But anyway, continue.
Well, but I just wonder, like, okay, so say they put that in, or they put in a whatever, a robot or a different system or a way to review it different than whatever they put in. If they see that he's that bad, then what? Is he still going to be back there and you just have to challenge him?
I saw something the yeah, you're just gonna
And
have to
if
challenge.
you win every challenge, do you get to keep challenging him and then the game goes back to a 5-hour game because you have to challenge every pitch of Angel Hernandez?
Yeah, the other thing is they could buy him out of his contract, like they could pay him to go away. I did see somebody throw that out
I
there, but
will give $20 toward that endeavor.
I saw the headline, but I did not read the article. We just scored.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm a little bit behind you in the. Spoiler
So
alert.
I don't know.
Katie hadn't seen it yet.
I got that ESPN app alerted me that Marcelo Ozuna hit a home run as I sat there and watched him like take ball two.
Whoops.
And then he hit a home run.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't read the article to see like how much that would cost. But that's another idea that I've seen.
I have a feeling that there are plenty of people that would contribute to whatever it was.
Yeah.
Teams would contribute. Individuals would contribute.
I think you were right.
I mean, I could not do it. I could not be a behind the plate umpire. But here's what I do know. I could do it better than Angel Hernandez could do it.
Yep.
Lord help. I mean, he's changing the outcome of games, and that's what you don't want. And I love the theory that he's doing it on purpose because that makes total sense.
Makes more sense than him just being that bad.
Right? And getting this far up in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Well, oh, on my TV, they scored. So I caught up.
It's a bit of a delay.
It is a bit of a delay. So,
All right, friend. Well, travel safely.
I will, everyone. We'll figure out when we get to record. I do have a roommate, so yeah. That'll be great. Hannah will be a great addition to our team.
Absolutely.
She can even sing, so maybe she'll sing for us. She will kill me for saying that out loud, but anyway. All right, friends. Be well this week, and we will see you next week.
Bye, y'all.